This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working out there in the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center haulers out there, Felix and the gang. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Getter. And don't forget, we're on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California to start out hour number two is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we particularly emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will always remind you of that here on this program. Okay, so a heckler interrupted Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett at an event that she was speaking at. And she responded to the heckler with a comparison of her children and the way they act and how she treats them.
Well, exactly right. You know, unfortunately, you definitely have, you know, people who will go out of their way to try to do something like that. And treat them like children. I would expect she talked about how she was used to distractions and even outbursts, you know, when that happens.
And you know what the heckler did when she said all that?
What was that?
Quit heckling.
Well, it's a little embarrassing, isn't it? Right? You know. Part of what we do in an orderly society is, especially if you're listening to someone, you know, they have their turn to talk, or you might have a turn to ask a question in a setting such as that. I think it was at the Reagan Library, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's how we talk to one another and find out things and exchange ideas or you know, communicate. But when you just burst out like that, that's not the way to do it.
So I'm watching Joe Biden give a speech, and I think it's the one where he was talking about driving a truck and whatnot, and we'll get to that in a minute. And he finished his speech, and he looked around and he says, "What do we do now?"
You know, Captain, that says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Joe Biden looking around going, what do we do now? It's unfortunate. It's very metaphorical, for sure, because it just means because we're out, we don't have a rudder right now. We don't have someone with their hand on the tiller who is, you know, steering the ship of state here decisively. And it's just an unfortunate fact. And, you know, we need a strong leader. I mean, at this point,
yeah,
whether it was a Democrat or a Republican, you need someone who people would feel like, okay, they've got their hand on the tiller. We're going to be okay through this. That's what needs to be communicated, but that's not being communicated.
Now, Joe Biden also, and I believe it was at that same speech, talked about his new fictional character, Big Mama.
That's right. Yeah. Big Mama.
Right. Now, Big Mama was the only female truck driver that he ever knew, according to him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hate to make light of it, Captain, in the sense that, but I don't know. I mean, is he thinking about the truck driver in the Pee Wee Herman movie? Maybe he saw that and thought, I know her somehow or something.
No,
I think
he was thinking about the song.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's Roll On, Big Mama. That's what I think he was thinking about.
Well, and that's Joe going extemporaneous, it would seem, again. And when he does that, everybody just shudders. All throughout the White House, the White House staff, they just, here we go.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe it. When I heard that, I just couldn't believe that.
Well, and that's his thing. He loves to tell those stories, and I guess maybe we should be thankful. At least he's not constantly retelling the Xi Jinping story that he did during the campaign, which got a little overdone, I think, through time. But that's Joe Biden.
Okay.
And in the olden days, we'd say that's just Uncle Joe. Now we have real concerns.
Well, hold on. I got a special appearance.
Roll on!
Oh, yeah, that's for Joe Biden, everybody. It's for Joe Biden. Roll on, Big Mama. Yeah, he had to have been thinking about that song.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, yeah, but it's just, and again, you know, people... If Joe Biden, the senator, or even the vice president would talk like that, it would be kind of like, okay, whatever. But now it's a really different story.
You know, when I do a Joe Biden report from now on, I ought to play that.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. See, great minds think alike. All right. All right. Hold on. Hold on there, Kyle. Okay, folks, I'm telling you, unbelievable. Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving. All right. We're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the Captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Yeah, and that's the guy called me. He's going to buy your coffee. So just come on in here, sit at the table, and ask who me is. All right, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, again, that's a product I've been taking religiously for over 7 years. I take it for one simple reason. It works. And the problem that I have, my feet swelling up and the pain that I have in my feet and my ankles and my knees and everywhere else I can have pain, this stuff here takes care of it. Now, sometimes I might have to take an extra pack to get it to do its job, but it'll do it. Because I have quite a problem going on here right now. By the way, yesterday, and boy, I hate to even, I'm going to bring Kyle in on this. Yesterday, Kyle, I went to my specialist, right?
That's right, yeah.
And my specialist is telling me, he's going, well, maybe it's about time that we get you a scooter. And I says, I don't want a scooter. He says, well, you won't be complaining about having to walk very far then. I said, yeah, but I mean, if I don't walk, it's not benefiting me. I mean, even if it hurts, he says, well, it's only going to get worse. So now I got a decision to make, I guess.
That's heavy duty, obviously, yes.
Yeah, so I just hate having to do that. But anyway, Relief Factor is a product that I take to help me. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it helps to reduce the inflammation that you got, the swelling and all that stuff, too. So 100% drug-free, which is the reason why I take it, 100% drug-free. And it's also got ingredients in it that help you and help your body, things that you need to have, key enzymes and proteins too. Now, $19.95 is all it costs to get started with it, and you get started with it by going to the website that they gave me to work with, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 1995 3-week quick start, and away you go, and you'll find out what I found out over 7 years ago. Simply put, the product works, and it keeps you out of pain. And there's nothing worse than being in pain, right, Kyle?
That's right, yes.
Real freaking miserable when you have to go through that, believe me. And I've been there for the past several days, but it seems to be getting a little better now. All right, well, and by the way, did you have something you wanted to say?
Well, yeah, we heard Jeff with the lead-in there about the Village Inn, and he's also put that out into the chat room tonight. So, everybody, if you'd like to have breakfast with the captain and Jeff as well, he will buy your coffee, by the way.
Yep.
It's Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Be there. Absolutely.
Yep. We have a lot of fun. We have interesting conversations going on there, and we might even invite a Democrat to stop and join us.
Well, sure.
After all, they're cheap, right? They'd want the free coffee. Oh, did I say that? Oh, well, never mind. All right. Hey, listen, Kyle, Disney World opened its doors back in 1971 when the area around Orlando was nothing more than alligator-infested swamp. Now, in order to entice the Magic Kingdom to settle in the area, Florida acted under a special piece of state legislation and gave Disney and all of their expansive resort complex in Orange County a lot of autonomy. Now, Matt Staver of the Florida-based Liberty Council explained that under the state's 1967 Reedy Creek Improvement Act, Disney can act pretty much on its own and any way that it wants because it's exempt from the city and county laws that are there. They have their own, in effect, community.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and of course, you know, back in the day when Walt Disney was buying up all the land and everything, they did it through a lot of different companies and so forth as well, as I recall. But yeah, I think it was a different time, and there might have been different expectations as to how Disney would comport itself in the interest of the of Florida and the greater of the state of Florida, but also of the general community there. And times have really changed, and while Disney changes with the times, you know, Captain, I wish that they wouldn't have gotten rid of some rides. I literally grew up around Disneyland, so to this day, my favorite thing at Disneyland has always been Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, so I hope they never take that away. But they have changed with the times, but what's happening now is becoming something much more divisive. And, so I think they are reviewing, what could be done as a result of the autonomy that Disney actually does have there.
What are you talking about that was more divisive?
Pardon?
What are you talking about? Well, you said it was more divisive.
Well, these days with all the woke issues and all the stuff going on and the politics of it all seem to take away from being welcoming to everybody who would like to come to Disneyland. There's nothing
wrong
with
that.
They
seem to want to be in the middle of all that, don't they?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about Twitter for a minute because the CEO, Parag Agrawal, announced that Elon Musk was joining the board at Twitter after buying 9.2% of stock in the social media community. Now, Agrawal said that Musk will bring great value to the board. And in the same statement, the CEO directly addressed Musk's criticism of Twitter. He said he's both a passionate believer and intense critic of the service, which is exactly what we need on Twitter and in the boardroom to make us stronger in the long term.
Well, and hopefully so. And, of course, Elon Musk, I think, had been thinking about the idea of creating another platform, basically. Now he's buying into Twitter. Not only the tweet about the non-fungible tokens that went viral, but he also had another tweet, Captain, in which he wanted to take a poll where the idea of that people would like to have an edit button on Twitter, which has never been there before. If you put out a tweet, can you edit it? At this point, you can't. as I understand, you'd have to delete the tweet and then retweet something else as a result. But he's bringing a different perspective, not the least of which, by any stretch, is the idea of free speech and whether or not it can be suppressed by big tech. I think that's where the big battle will be.
And how much does it cost to be on Twitter?
Well, zero, yeah.
And how much does it cost to be on Trump Social?
Zero, yeah.
Zero?
I think. Isn't it for it to be on Truth Social?
Yeah. No, they keep asking me for money. They want a minimum $25 donation.
And in terms of a donation, okay, yeah, but not a subscription fee, basically.
No, but yes. I've stayed away from it for that reason.
Well, it's not as easy as it sounds, even for someone like Elon Musk. That's why I think he's looking more seriously at Twitter. It's very difficult to come up with something else, a different platform that doesn't somehow come organically into the society. It's just one of those things. When somebody does something, it's hard to copy that per se and have it be as popular, as viral as the original.
Okay, I'm going to make a statement, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. Ukraine wants weapons. They want heavy weapons. They want some aircraft. They want some bigger guns, bigger cannons, bigger missiles, that sort of stuff. And they believe that if they get that, they can beat the Russian army. Okay, based on performance, I believe they can too. What say you?
No, I think that they absolutely could. That's why, hearkening back to the days of FDR, we can be the arsenal of democracy. We can support. We can give materiel. There's so many different things that we can do. And no, it doesn't just mean pay higher gas prices, and somehow that's a patriotic act of just going down and paying $6 a gallon.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Gas. That's nuts, exactly. But there are real material things that we can do, and the President of the United States should be leading the charge on this and not doing what we're doing. In fact, you know, what we heard yesterday, Captain, the Biden administration is going to thinking about more sanctions against Russia. Weren't we doing all the sanctions already? I mean, now we're going to roll out some more sanctions. And yes, while they do have an effect, there's no doubt about that, there has to be something else. And Putin has to be driven back across the border, and he has to understand that the free world is not going to let this stand. We don't have to do it with American troops. Well, we can do it with everything else.
What did you think about Sean Penn being interviewed by Sean Hannity last night?
Well, I think it was really something.
They actually got along.
Yeah, well, and again, that's what it's about, being able to actually talk about things. And Sean Penn is one of those actors who I think puts his money where his mouth is.
All right. Hold that thought, my friend. Folks, you're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, and don't forget, we'll see you for breakfast this morning if you're around the Village Inn on 4th Street over in St. Pete.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News. three Republican senators are breaking from their party to support Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Those senators are Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney of Utah. Jackson's confirmation by the full Senate is expected later this week. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has become the largest shareholder of the big tech company Twitter with a 9.2% stake in the social media company. Musk now has four times as many shares as Twitter founder Jack Dorsey. Musk has been an outspoken critic of Twitter's biases and hostility to free speech. And JetBlue announced a bid to buy Spirit Airlines for $3.6 billion. That edges out a $2.9 billion offer from Frontier. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. And he and I will be at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete, just south of Gandy. Have breakfast with the captain. Jeff's buying the coffee. And we'll be there till about 7 a.m. Now, and I'll get there probably about quarter after. More than likely is when I'll get there. So there you go. Now, before I go to the caller, I just want to remind everybody that I want you to go check out MyPillow.com. A lot of different things there right now, and they're all on special, especially if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's on MyPillow.com. You got to scroll down the page a little bit to find it. When you do, then go on in that page. Now, that page will save you a bunch of money because everything that's in there is marked down either one-third, or 50%, or three-quarters, or it's buy one, get one on everything that's on that page. So go over there, take advantage of what's there, and you're welcome. That's me telling you, you're welcome for doing whatever. Now, you need a code to get in there. The product code is always going to be Captain. Very easy to remember, Captain. And if you want to talk to a live person, the phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, promo code Captain, and that's MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Scroll down quite a ways, and then you'll find it. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have a caller, and I believe I know who this is. Let me look at the number. Yep, I do. Okay, Elliot in Wesley Chapel, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. Hey, I want to run two quick things by you, and I'm going to try to get them in 60 seconds. America, at the start of 2020, Chinese owners controlled 192,000 agricultural farms and acres in the United States worth over $1.9 billion. That should alarm every damn body in the United States. Now, only the Biden administration would allow this. And the second thing I want to talk about is on Tuesday, the White House welcomed Barack Hussein Obama to discuss Obamacare. Now, America, we know better. He was there to give pointers on how to dig Joe Biden's sorry ass out of a 30-foot hole that is located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Now, look, folks, Obama have always been a narcissist. Check him out. He's a narcissist. There's a commercial that features a black couple discussing these words, Obamacare, crazy expensive, run for the hills, seek someone else for lower expense. Yeah. Captain, that's all I have to say. Have a great day.
All right, thanks very much, Elliot. I appreciate that. And, of course, Elliot is a former military, and he does a lot of research. He does a lot of great things. Kyle, what did you think about what he had to say?
Yeah, no, I think Obama loved nothing more than to be back in the limelight, and then also the inevitable comparisons to Obama and Biden, currently as Biden is president, and I'm sure he was hoping people would, quote, be longing for the good old days, at least the Democrats in attendance there.
Now, Ukraine is unlikely to resort to military means to take back Donbass, the Donbass region, and Crimea in the short term. That is what we believe because of what the Ukrainian president Zelensky said yesterday. He said Russia has its own vision of Donbass and Ukraine has its own. So I had a simple suggestion. I believe that it will not be able to agree on all points at once. That's possible even if we have negotiations. He said that during an interview with the Ukrainian media. And, of course, the Ukrainian armed forces could lose thousands of soldiers if they're ordered to take back Donbass and Crimea. I don't think they're going to do that. Now, he's called that temporarily occupied territories, which will also endanger the general security of the country, as the group who's fighting in Donbass are the elite segment of the Ukrainian military, and they can't afford to lose them.
Well, exactly right. And one might think that at some point it may even out in the sense that Putin, would he be happy, quote-unquote, getting the Donbass region and securing a pathway, obviously, to Crimea and getting that some of the very oil-rich parts of eastern Ukraine. If that's the case, he may get that at some point, just for sake of argument. But at the same time, though, it will be virtually impossible, number one, to erase that Putin has had a terrible time in Ukraine. He will go down as someone who was not able to have his blitzkrieg and all that kind of stuff. They did not welcome them with flowers in the street. And at the same time, the war crimes, the atrocities, Captain, Russia will continue to be a pariah state moving forward for years and years. Even if after Putin's gone and Russia's not changing its ways, it will continue to get worse.
Yeah.
And this is far from over, basically.
And make no mistake, what you've seen in the streets of Bucha is exactly what happened. The Chechen group that was there, the Russian Chechen group, and I told you I thought they were involved in this, Kyle, and there's more and more evidence coming out that they were there. And Denise and I are going to get into specifics on that. We're going to talk about it when she comes on the program here in about 20 minutes. So you folks want to get your cup of coffee and get ready to take notes on the notepad, because we're going to tell you things that you will only hear here, because we are going to talk about it first For some reason, our government and our military don't want to mention the things that we're going to mention.
Well, right, right. So, yes, so stay tuned. That's for sure. The more that we're going to hear about this, Captain, and the more that comes out even over time is going to be shocking. Yes.
Well, I know that it was the Chechen military, the Russian elite group out of Chechnya that was there. I know it was, and now I've got evidence to prove it.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Very heavy hitting. Yeah.
Now, talk of food shortages and empty shelves have been at the forefront of agricultural discussions around the globe for more than 2 years now, as production demands have increased and farmers are scrambling to match the pace. Now, aggravating the economic aftershocks of the COVID-19 pandemic and supply chain recovery efforts was Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, that dealt another significant blow to agricultural global dominance to conflict. It involved two of the world's top wheat producers, the Ukraine and Russia, and they are two of the countries that produce the majority of the wheat for the world to eat.
Well, that's right. That's right. Now, what kind of effect it may have in the United States is very interesting to contemplate, obviously. But one of the things, though, Captain, we shouldn't be hearing from our leadership, well, there's going to be food shortages. That's just the way it's going to be. So get ready. It's going to be a lot more expensive and all that kind of stuff. What the leadership should be doing right now, especially the president on down, is determining ways of mobilizing America so that Americans don't have food shortages. If we're not going to treat this for what it really is, an actual war that's going on right now, that eventually could involve the United States, its allies, and so forth, but whatever it is, the ramifications of the war are affecting us right now, so we have to plan and be ready for that.
Right. Now, finally, before we go to break here in the segment, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson on the Hunter Biden laptop scandal said the media and FBI covered up for Joe Biden, and an unbelievable amount of corruption was put forward on behalf of Hunter Biden with a lot of false information that came out there in front of everything.
Well, right, and that was then, and this is now, and now some of the very same media people and some of the very same politicos, right, they're going to use the Hunter Biden thing to do exactly what they want to do, and that is to maybe smear Joe Biden, make him step down at some point, so that because they're not happy with the fact that Joe Biden is very unsuccessful in their estimation they want a lot more of these policies than even Joe Biden has done at this point. So they may want to hitch their wagon to somebody else at some point.
Well, he's embarrassed them, but unfortunately they've embarrassed themselves by not having the discipline and a regimen to do the jobs that they were supposed to be doing.
Well, sure. Yeah, the American people were denied the full story. And whether it was big tech or whether it was mainstream media folks and so forth, yeah, they were denied the ability to make an actual informed decision about the election. Wouldn't you call that attacking our democracy?
I would.
Right.
I would.
Exactly.
Okay, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll on, Big Mama! Let her breathe.
train of Coeur d'Alene. Ain't no rules that we ain't sane. We ain't sane.
That goes out to Big Mama, Joe's girlfriend, wherever she happens to be, the only woman truck driver that Joe says that he knows, Big Mama. Well, we found her. We found her, didn't we, Kyle?
That's right. Right there in the song.
Yeah, right there in the song. We found Big Mama. So we played that to honor Joe there, and we hope that he can find Big Mama again.
That's right.
Oh, boy. He is really so far gone out to lunch, it's not funny. But anyway, this is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we've got a couple of frost advisories. This is going to be around the Portland, Oregon area, going on down Interstate 5 to about Eugene. Also, Northern California, from about the border with Oregon, hugging the coastline, frost advisory down through Eureka and then down through Ukiah as well. Then you've got a freeze warning. This is going to be on the border between Utah and Colorado on I-70, so be aware of that. It's going to start around Grand Junction, and then over to about Green River and down towards Moab as well, so be aware of that. Also, high wind warnings in the eastern parts of Montana and Wyoming tonight, and also eastern Colorado. Looks like they'll have some similar conditions there. But also, Captain, tonight we want to pay close attention to Cabbage Hill up on I-84, 36 degrees right now, visibility being reported at less than 500 feet, so please do be careful out there.
Well, yep, we've got some fog over on the East Coast that we'll get to here in just a moment, but we've got a lot of wind tonight, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, half of Kansas, the western half of Kansas, got some unsettled weather conditions going to be looking at in Oklahoma today, and Texas could be some severe storms come out again and go moving off to the east like they had the past couple days in a row. In addition, we also have coming back up to the north. In Minnesota, we have a winter storm warning and snow coming down in the northern part of Minnesota from Minneapolis to Twin Cities north. Duluth, you got snow there. Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and I got snow up in there. Got some wind up in there, too. And we do have a fog advisory right now for, let's see here, I-75 in Ohio, going up, coming out of Cincinnati up to Dayton. And that may or may not move a little further. And then coming east on I-70 over to Columbus, you'll see some fog over there. Central part of Tennessee, to include Nashville, you've got fog there. It's also east and west on 40, right there in the middle of the state, about 30 miles in each direction from downtown Nashville. And moving on down to, moving on down to Georgia and Alabama. Let's see, that's Alabama. There's a lot of fog on I-20 across the central part of Alabama right now, a lot of fog. And if you're coming up 85, for example, out of Alabama, you're going to have it all the way to the Georgia line. Now, we get into Georgia, you got a combination of rain in the southwestern corner of Georgia, angling itself up towards Augusta, Georgia, and just barely touching Atlanta right now, but that's a lot of rain right there. We also have some rain and showers along the coastline coming from Brownsville and McAllen, Texas, all the way up to almost New Orleans right now. It will make it to New Orleans probably in the next half an hour or so, but it looks of what I'm looking at here. We do have some prime weather conditions, if you will. Could be some bad storms setting up today up in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and possibly even Delaware. By the looks here, there could be some interesting weather going that way. Do have a lot of wind along the east coast of the United States, from South Carolina up to about Newport News, Virginia, right there where the big seaport is for the Navy. So be advised of that. And then, of course, one other little stretch of real estate would be the Long Island and Cape Cod areas where we do have some wind blowing today, and there's always a possibility of weather up there one kind or another. All righty, so Mr. Kyle, sir, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget, guys and gals, to get a hold of the fuel card for the Pilot and Flying J. Get you some points.
Exactly right. Yeah, PilotFlyingJ.com. Check them out.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And now we're going to go over to the phone line, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to take the story that you wrote about Buka, and we're going to talk about it on the other side of the news, because I just don't want to shortchange that. I want to spend some time on it, because we do have some people, not only in this audience, but out there in La La Land, that are saying, well, it's the Ukrainians doing all of this. They're staging this, and they're making it look like, because they want grief and support, and they're making this look worse than it is. No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a fool born every minute, and some of these people are just exactly that when they keep doing that stuff, but it is what it is. All right, now, I do want to mention that we've got this report coming out from Mr. Durham, and it's just getting a little thicker and a little thicker and a little thicker, because we heard yesterday, and this was leaked intentionally, that the Hunter Biden grand jury, a witness asked was asked to ID the big guy in the Chinese deal, and apparently he did, and apparently it was Big Daddy old Joe Biden, according to what we're hearing, but then again, a leak is a leak.
Well, it didn't come, for some leak, it did not come from the Durham operation. It may have come from somebody else, but it wouldn't have come from his operation. He is, in fact, too careful, too cautious to let any of that happen. But I think what is going on are those that are following the case, looking at the briefings, because anything that's filed with the court becomes public domain. So I'm not convinced it was in fact a leak, but that is how it works.
Mm. Okay. Let's see here. James is chiming in from Clearwater, saying that wheat, like most every commodity, is sold in the open world market. If there's a shortage in Europe and elsewhere, is great enough. Wheat grown here would be exported to the largest bidder instead of being consumed here. Yeah, that's true, because we got wheat from God knows how many years prior, right? In storage.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks. We're coming back with more. When we come back, after the top of the hour news, Denise and I are going to talk about the Ukraine and how that all got started up here and what we found. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.